Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the After the Bell Rings podcast. I am your host, Michael Barnes, walking down the street. It's a mobile podcast. So walking down the street, and I wanted to record, wanted to hop on here and record an episode of a new show that I want to do. My goal is to get out more content, more free content. So one thing I decided to do was to develop my own show. And tip from one entrepreneur who I follow pretty closely on all social media platforms, Gary V. Some of you may have heard him. Goes by Gary V, but his full name is Gary Vaynerchuk. So what he used to do in his early days is, when he wasn't really popping like that, nobody was asking him questions, he decided to go on, it might have been like Twitter, back in like when Twitter was first started. I guess you could ask questions, or you could post a question on Twitter for the masses to respond. So what he did was he took those questions and he answered those questions on a live show. So I was like, that's pretty interesting. Let me try that approach just to get out more content, because people don't necessarily have, like, I'm in the same position. He's popping now, so hope to get to where he is, but people don't necessarily ask me those questions all the time, but those questions are always in people's minds, but they just don't know where to find the answer. So my goal is to put that answer out there. So I decided to come out with a show called Hey Micah, or I'm sorry, Hey Mr. Micah, since that's what all of my teens call me. I decided to put out a show called Hey Mr. Micah, which is basically a Q&A show where I answer questions. So I decided to pick out one lowball that I thought was going to be really good value that a lot of people have asked me, and that's, how do I choose an after school program? So here's my answer, just based on price. This is not taking anything else into consideration. It's not values, it's not anything else, it's not programs, it's just based on price. So as a leader of an after school, or a kind of an after school program, here was my answer. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, coming at you one more time with another 1 minute teachable moment, things that I express with my position as an after school coordinator. You know what? I'm scrapping after school program. I'm not doing after school. I'm done with after school. This is a leadership program. So one thing that I've learned in my leadership program is that you have to figure out how you want your program to be structured. If you want kind of a one, like, come all kind of program, that's fine. If you want your program to be based on merit, that's fine too, but you can't have both. If your program is based on merit, if your participants, if your leaders have to abide by a certain number of rules, then you can't have a come one, come all system, because the two are going to clash. Not all of your students are going to abide by the guidelines or the benchmarks that you set. So if you're starting out, when you're structuring your program, you have to figure out which one that you have to, or which one you want. When I started out, we had three guidelines. You had to have a certain GPA. You had to have a 2.0 GPA. You had to have 8 community service hours per quarter. And we kind of provided that, or facilitated it rather, and you had to attend twice a week, because we were open every day. We had different activities every day, and you had to come at least twice a week. Well, when the numbers started to dwindle, I was like, man, why are all these kids not coming? Because they couldn't abide by the three guidelines that we set. So I either had to deal with the come one, come all system, or I had to say, okay, come one, come people who had these guidelines. So just a quick tip, just figure out how you want your program to be set, and then just run with it.
one is not necessarily better than the other, depending on how you implement your strategy. You just have to figure out which one works best for you. And it took me a while because I wanted my cake and I wanted to eat it too. I had to figure out which one worked best for me. So the one that I'm rocking with now is just the leadership component. And the kids have to abide by 3 guidelines. Minimum 2.0 GPA, 8 community service hours per quarter. And the third one is, it escapes me. I'm going to have to edit this out because I can't think of the third one. 8 community service hours per quarter, minimum GPA, and attend twice a week. So those are the ones that I'm rocking with right now. And those are the ones that I'll continue to do until the market dictates otherwise. Quick tip, teachable moment, do say. And by the way, I love comments. I definitely love subscriptions. So please, whatever platform you're on, whether it's iTunes or this one on Anchor or any other platform, any other place that you listen to podcasts, please subscribe to this one and comment.